now, let's find out what's making news in the UK thanks to Ballycarra, providing home care support packages throughout southeast Queensland. Phone 1300 272 222.
And Brady, Sky News UK, g'day mate. Someone's been convicted of robbing Simon Cowell's house. Really?
$2 million worth of jewellery stolen in this burglary. The trial has ended after 4 days, and it's ended in a conviction of a man called Darren February, who's in his early 30s. And the court was told that this guy had 37 burglary convictions, going all the way back to his first at the age of 12, would you believe? And 10 days before the burglary, he'd actually knocked down a motorcyclist while driving in his car and killing him. Now, he dropped his gloves at the scene. He fled with jewellery of about $2 million in value from Simon Cowell's property in Holland Park, which I was going to describe as Millionaire's Row. It's Multi-Millionaire's Row. The police retrieved the gloves, and from the gloves they got the DNA, and because this guy, Darren February, had been in trouble so much with the police, it was a very quick fit. He has now been convicted.
All right. Now, what about this? It's always the way. A sporting team sacks their coach, and you can almost guarantee the next time they play, they win. And it's happened
against my team as well, Ben.
It's happened with Leicester.
I was watching this on TV overnight. I'm Liverpool mad. Terrible, to be honest. Leicester City 3, Liverpool 1. They haven't actually scored a goal in the league this year. And as soon as they get rid of Claudio Ranieri, who won the league for them last season, a coach of the year at FIFA, all the awards, everything that they've been given at Leicester City, it's been a terrible season for them. They're fighting relegation, but they still destroyed Liverpool last night. Jamie Vardy scored again, and Leicester looking like the champions that they were in 2016. Unfortunately, they just had to turn it on for once this season against my team. Terrible.
Yes, there's been a lot of silence from Liverpool fans today, Ender. A lot of silence indeed. Thank you, Matt. I'll let you go cry into the cornflakes. Ender Brady from Sky News in the UK.